Kenny, always frustrating to lose, of course, but what's your reading of that game?
I thought Charlton were better in the first half and we couldn't get to grips with them. Some championship quality on the break. And that was it. We had a good second half, you know, very good second half. Unlucky then by the end not to get something out of the game. A little bit of a reversal of many of our games this season where we've dominated early and, you know, been defending second half. And as I said, it was a carbon copy, really, just the other way around.
Were there strong words said at half-time in the dressing room?
No, not particularly. We felt we needed to change things, but I didn't think there was any lack of effort or application.
Have you seen the replay? Was the ball out for that second goal? Or I guess it's a case of you shouldn't have stopped regardless?
Yeah, it's over the other side from me. And I haven't seen the replay. No, the players say it was, but it wasn't because he didn't give it.
Did you just get that feeling in the second half, the balls were going in the box, it just wasn't quite falling for you?
Yeah, maybe that was the case. You know, I did feel, we could get one and have a run at them. There's some decisions there that didn't quite fall for us or didn't go our way Charlton put their bodies on the line and rode it during a period where we put a lot of pressure on them.
A couple of penalty appeals, but particularly the Lapsley handball really seemed to, or potential handball seemed to really incense your players.
Yeah, again, the players felt that, it was handball on the line. It's not one that I've looked at because, it's not a penalty. It wasn't given, and that's it. But if you're asking me the opinion of the players, yes, they did feel that was the case.
Jamal Lowe felt strongly about one as well.
Yeah, he did. There was, several incidents in there. We didn't either quite get the rub of the green or didn't go for us or good Charlton defending.
At the end, Ben Thompson's red card looked a good challenge from our perspective. What did you see in it?
Yeah, I did. It was right in front of me. And I was very surprised when he showed a red card. I felt it was two committed players. They both went in equally hard, but fairly and low. Wasn't over the ball. The ball was there. Wasn't late. And, it is a situation where I thought it was a harsh red card and we will be appealing.
You will be. Confirm that. What would you learn about your sides from nights like tonight, or is it more how they respond?
It is. I mean, we have to get on quickly. I will say that to the players where, we learn about the first half, we learn about the second. And, we got the crowd going, second period going in, and they got right behind us, and we're unlucky not to get back into the game. Similarly, we don't want to be in that situation coming back because most of the time you don't. That's the case. For us anyway, we have to move on quickly to Barnsley.
It's been uncharacteristic of your side. They've started so well recently.
Yeah, we have. As I said, it was a reversal of many of the games where we've been the better side early on and in the first half, and then second period, the other side come back into it.
And was it that bit of luck, or maybe just a bit of composure at times? Was that all that was missing tonight?
No, I don't believe in luck. You make your own luck. And for us, it was a spirited comeback in the second period. We can take credit from that. But we also have to analyse what happened at the start of the game and make sure that it doesn't replicate.
Just finally, any knocks picked up tonight?
Don't think so, no. I think we're all OK and looking forward to Saturday.